here with Davo after an away win against Aylesbury United in the League 1-0. Dave, I suppose before we talk about the game, it'd be fair to talk about them. They've obviously had some tough news over the last few days, and they reacted really well today, to be honest, and they welcomed you into the club really well, and a bit unfortunate for them today, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely devastating news, isn't it, that the passing away of their coach in midweek, and you know, sincerest condolences to them and everyone connected with the club, because it's devastating news, and it's been nice. I've seen it on Twitter. The whole of the sort of footballing, non-league footballing community have all rallied around it, and you know, we felt the same way. You know, the round of applause, the minutes of applause at the start was really well really well dealt with, and everyone you know, everyone connected with Fleet wishes them all the best with that. Regards the game, it probably, in a way, it probably give them a bit of even more of a lift. They probably wanted to do it for him and his memory, and it felt like that. You know, it felt like they were really playing with a little bit of added incentive and a bit of added push to their game. And it wasn't a pretty performance from us, but it's a fantastic 3 points, and yeah, we're chuffed to bits with that.
And for a team that don't travel that well, your words, in previous weeks, to have that added incentive, as you said, for them, and to add that pressure onto you, maybe made it more difficult in the first half for you.
Yeah, it did. I mean, we haven't travelled well. We've been abysmal away from home, and we're trying to rectify that. We're trying to find out why that is the case, and you know, you can point to the fact that we've played a lot of the top teams away from home, and yeah, we were looking forward to some games away from home against sides that we had a chance of getting results against, or better chance of getting results against. And you look at last week, we've gone to Leighton and underperformed, let ourselves down, so you think, well, maybe it really is something away from home. So you're right, it did add a bit extra to today. Lots and lots of factors added on to make it a bit more of a pressure game. The fact that, we, as I said, we haven't won away from home. We let ourselves down last week away from home in a game we should have won. And let's be fair, if they'd have beaten us today, they closed the gap of us. You know, the relegation zone looks a bit closer to us than it did beforehand. So, yeah, there's lots of factors in there, and I felt like we played with a bit of pressure. It looked like we were a bit nervy in that first half. Defensively, we were all at sea for 25 minutes or so. They come at us like an absolute train. If it wasn't for Pricey early on, you know, we'd have been struggling. He's made two or three fantastic saves, certainly one absolute worldie save, which he's the best keeper in the league. I've said it time and time again, and I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. He's absolutely fantastic, and he's kept us in that game. And yeah, we were probably fortunate to be level at half time, I think.
Yeah, and you've said there about obviously the first half, and not a fantastic first half performance. However, I suppose you've got to give the lads credit in terms of the character they showed to stay in the game, because at that point, you know, I've watched Fleet over the years, and at that point, maybe a year or two ago, you would have crumbled and been 2-3, maybe 4-0 down at half time, and then you've got a mountain to climb in the second half.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. I mean, we came in at half time, read the riot act to them a bit, dug out one or two, which deserved it, you know, and you're right, we probably would have been behind in previous years, but we found a way to stay in the game, stayed in the game, and told them that they need to right the wrongs in the second half. I felt we did that, really. I thought we were just about the better side in the second half. There was a bit of a wind in the first half against us, and we had that slight wind in the second half, and it was a bit end-to-end. You know, they've missed a really good chance. The lad slid in and hurt himself on the post. I don't remember an awful lot more that they had chance-wise. We didn't create massive amounts, but we had relative pressure on them at times. And ultimately, we got the goal. It was a good goal. Got a free kick. I've curled it in, and Rob Carr's leapt like a salmon. He'll be pleased I said that. And headed it in. Great header, 1-0. And I'll be honest, I didn't think we ever looked like conceding after that. I know they ended up with a lad getting sent off for what seemed like it was a second booking, wasn't it? But his action was a bit foolish afterwards, to be honest. But, you know, I don't know why he did that. I've never seen anything like it. Picked the cards up out of the referee's hands and threw it at him. Yeah, I don't know why he did that. But that... that ultimately killed the game off for them, and we closed the game out really, really comfortably. The referee blew his whistle for the end of the game, and you know, usually you're hanging on a bit. You think, oh, come on, when's the whistle going to go? But I don't think they were ever going to score, really, after that, did you?
No, they didn't really look like scoring. And to be honest, it looked like, for a team that don't travel well, it looked like a very professional job done in the second half. And with no disrespect being meant, you've got a tough run of games coming up against more of the top sides in the league. And that 3 points would be a vital 3 points for you today.
Yeah, it's given us a nice cushion between us and the teams below. Looked at a lot of games off today, but Uxbridge and Arlesey, wasn't it? They drew. So, you know, they're not far away from us now. So, yeah, we're looking above us rather than below. But, yeah, we've got a ridiculous run of fixtures. You'll probably hear me for the next month going on and on about how many tough games we've got. You've got to play each team twice at the end of the day. And, you know, this is our little run of bad games. And then after that, we'll have a run of games where you think we probably get something. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. We've got a great home record. A lot of these games are at home, and you know, we're looking forward to it.
And great to see, obviously, Liam Gilbert, new signing. Good to see him get 90 minutes today. And obviously, Kingy, Luke King, coming back and getting himself sort of 30, 35 minutes as well. So you must be delighted with that.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, Gilly's a good lad. He's a good player, and he showed that today. He's lacking a bit of match fitness, but that's going to come. But yeah, he's been a fantastic addition to us. Kingy getting half an hour in was even better for me than the 3 points in many ways. It's great to see him. He's worked his absolute socks off, and he's an absolute fantastic player, and he looked at every bit that didn't look like he'd been out for the length of time he's been out for. And yeah, it was great to see him. Great to see a smile on the lad's face, because he's had a tough time, and I'm really pleased for him, and I'm pleased for us that we've got him for the length of time we've got him.
And from one tough game today in terms of a pressure situation, thrown into another one on Tuesday, obviously the Hampshire Cup, postponed twice at home, and you've now got to go to Lymington. The last game now means nothing, because it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, and you've got it all to do again away from home.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. They've got some good players, and excuse me, they'll be pleased it's at home now for their point of view. It's a bit of a trek for a bulk of our players. I mean, a lot of our players are Southampton based, so it's probably closer than going to Fleet. But for some of us, or some of them, you know, it's quite a long way from sort of Fleet area and north of Fleet. So, yeah, we're going to have to make our way up there in a midweek, which isn't ideal. But we, you know, we look forward to it. It's going to be a tough game, but it's a competition we want to progress in, like all of the cups and any game really. We want to win them. So, yeah, we look forward to that.
Well, congratulations on your 3 points today, and best of luck for Tuesday.
Thank you, mate. Cheers.